And welcome, hard to believe, final days of the NHL and NBA regular season. Don't know if you heard, but the Arizona Coyotes will play out of Utah next season. Locally, the Fort Erie Meteors are a win away from being crowned Golden Horseshoe Junior B champions. It's OHL draft weekend, as Niagara Ice Dogs have made four selections already. Interim general manager Wes Consorti is on the line, waiting to join us right now. Tiger Woods makes the Masters cut for a record 24th consecutive time. Speaking of golf, we'll talk it today with one of the best new, I guess I can call it that, best kept secrets in Niagara, John Sharp, coming up right here today. And then two Canadian Olympians that both call Niagara home, Welland's Team Canada soccer goalkeeper Sabrina D'Angelo, and he calls St. Catharines home, the country's most decorated distance runner, Muhammad Ahmed, all right here this hour. The Niagara Sports Report is brought to you by Hoka Sandals, found at Runner's Edge. You can try them on. Hoka Sandals will bring some bounce to your step, perfect for the home or on the run. Get your edge on Hoka Sandals at Runner's Edge and check out their newly renovated store, 4th Avenue, Ridley Square, St. Catharines, Runner's Edge. First three rounds of the OHL Priority Selection Draft in the books. Four new players drafted by the Niagara Ice Dogs. Rounds 4 to 15 go today. With us now is Niagara Ice Dogs interim general manager Wes Consorti. Wes, welcome back to the NSR Niagara Sports Report.
Great to be here. Thanks again for having me on.
Wes, Brady Wasilin taken 4th overall. Huge points, big forward, and a captain of the Markham Majors. What can you tell the listeners about Brady Wasilin?
He is he's a player that is going to propel the team into the right direction with our young core that we have now with Kevin He, Ryan Rubrik, Ethan Zadda. Brady is the, just such a good person, number one, and he's just born to be a hockey player, and he has done everything he can to make sure that he's ready for this next step in his career, and we are just beyond thrilled to have a player again of this stature and organization. It's a great day for the Ice Dogs.
Next up, great name, looking forward to announcing it, another captain, another forward in Maximus Crete. Some insiders compared him to current Ice Dogs captain Gavin Bryant. Take us through that pick there.
Just again, character guy, a well-rounded player, plays with an edge, has a great motor. Another piece to add to our core that is a building blocks. And, he's a gamer. And, just so thrilled to have a player like this in our organization and in our room and in the community too.
In the third round, two picks, first being goaltender Matthew Humphreys. Charlie Robertson played very well late. Owen Flores will be an overager. Was goaltending something you had penciled in on the first day of the draft?
Well, I think the opportunity presented itself. And with Matthew Humphreys, again, he's got a pro build already for a goaltender. And he checked out a lot of the boxes. And again, we have to build our depth in the crease. And, this is an opportunity to take that step in the draft. And, excited to have a goaltender in our system as well-rounded as Matthew. And, we liked him all year and, did our homework on him and are, again, just super excited to have him.
Last pick last night, 56 overall. You finally went to the blue line and Nicholas Frasca, great hockey name that most people know the Frasca name. Take us through your thoughts on this blue liner.
Yeah, he can do it all, really. He's got offense. He can shut guys down. He can jump in the rush, jump out. Like he's a well-rounded defenseman. He's got a great bloodline, good lineage. And, another piece to our room that, is just a great day. And he'll be a great part of our organization. And, plays well-rounded hockey. He plays proper defense, what we need. And it's been a great night.
Getting back to the first two players drafted, both captains for the respective teams, was leadership, character, etc., factors in both these picks?
Well, again, character is number one for us. We cannot sacrifice that. And, Our room is too healthy right now to gamble on something we don't know. These guys that we've brought in are good people. They're good people in the community. They're good people in the classroom, and their values are strong. So these are quality people that are going to, again, propel Niagara, into a great spot moving forward with the team we have right now.
Like to hear that, Wes. Well said. More players to be drafted today, again, rounds 4 to 15. But looking ahead, how important will the import draft be heading into the 2024-25 season for the club?
Yeah, anytime you can participate in the import draft, it's critical. So, we've been, looking around, fielding lots of calls and lots of video and trying to find the right fit for our team. So, important draft for sure. Lots of big names out there. So we're hoping to grab one.
A lot of teams, a lot of people know their scouts here, obviously in Ontario and beyond. But for the European draft, is there a lot more contacts outside the normal realm of your daily scouts that you do speak with?
For sure. It's more of relationship building. We feel we have a good relationship with people that are on the ground over there or represent people over there. So it's just constant communication throughout the year, just maybe who may be available and who might be the right fit. So who's willing to come over to the CHL. And then it's just it's relationship building. So we're on the right track and excited to participate.
The overage situation, because you have extra bodies potentially, can we most likely expect a move or two there with overagers?
I do think it's a little too early to tell right now, but those things will work itself out. So we're just kind of seeing, we'll get through the draft and, the U18 draft and the import draft, reevaluate. But it is a numbers game. There's no secret. There's no hiding around it. You can only keep three on your roster at a certain point. So, it's something we do have to look at and evaluate and, make the correct call for the organization.
First two picks last night were both captains, character guys, obviously huge going forward. But what's your message to the fans going forward as well, Wes?
I just think the dark days of Niagara are over, to be honest. And the group we have now and the guys coming in, like these are high end world class players. So we're just happy to be a part of their journey, and the guys in the room are so excited right now just to see what's coming in and be a part of what they've began to build. So just a great day to be an Ice Dog, and everyone within the organization is just thrilled to have these types of people in our room.
Nice to see current captain Gavin Bryant at the rink last night as well. Have fun. Enjoy the rest of the day. I know the players drafted last night and some today will be in town at Meridian Center today. Thanks again for joining us on the NSR Niagara Sports Report today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Niagara Ice Dogs interim general manager, Wes Consorti. And my Niagara Ice Dogs pregame reports in arena this past season were brought to you by Fiddler's Poros. Don't forget to nominate your Niagara Sports Report Fiddler's Poros Minor Athlete of the Week. Email me, niagarasportsreport@gmail.com. Any sport from the age of 5 to 17, a $25 gift card to Fiddler's Poros could be yours. Time to talk some golf next. Then a pair of Canadian Olympians that call Niagara home still to come too. Stay right there.